cylinder, a paint job, a hood, an 8-track player, and a lighter. If she wasn't on blocks, she'd be the queen of the road. She'd be the princess of asphalt if her engine weren't low. If she only had shocks, we'd be out every weekend. We'd drive clear across Wisconsin. Was it on maniac, you can't catch me. Well, I got handlebar scars all over my lip. I got motorcycle boots clean up to my hip. The girls all scream,
"Boy, ain't he cute?"
'Cause I'm a motorcycle maniac, you can't catch me. I got wind in my hair and I've got bugs on my teeth, and I can outrun all the city police.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can't catch me, 'cause I'm a motorcycle man. You can't catch me. Yeah, man, dig my groovy horn, baby. Maniac, you can't catch me. Off the road, you buzzer. And I got wind in my hair and I've got bug city police.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can't catch me, 'cause I'm a motorcycle maniac, you can't catch me.
But officer, I wasn't there but 20. Yeah, son, in a 5-mile an hour zone. You were in a heap of trouble, boy.
Just a cotton-picking minute here. We're trying to cut a hillbilly record, you know.
Cool it, man. Let's progress some jazz.
Well, I can tell you about a couple of good jazz buddies of mine. It goes like this.
All country music, Squaresville, he'd shake his head and call it bong, bong, bong. Till we played a session at his home, his eyes lit up like he was gone, and before we left, he was singing country song. When we played our guitars for him, it chilled him to the bone. You could hear old Johnny saying, "Man, that's real, real gone." Now he sings country music and has himself a ball. He's a hillbilly beaty hacker. Music and has a cell phone.
the ball. He's a hillbilly beatnik after all. He's a hillbilly beatnik after all.
That one seems to strike pretty close to home, Gene.
Yes, it does.
That was Bill and Ray doing Hillbilly Beatnik. That came out in about 1959, 1960, I think, on the Dallas, Texas, the Skippy label, on which they were noted as country jazz masters. One has to question that.
And hey, speaking of hillbillies, that reminds me of a story.
We'll interrupt to hear this, Gene.
One of my coworkers, she went down to some community festival when she was visiting her sister down in South Carolina, I think it was. And she went by this booth, and there was a...
How old was she?
Oh, she's about 50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a young whippersnapper.
No.
Okay.
She saw
an ingenue.
She saw this booth, and there's a guy there, and it said, "Kiss a hillbilly, 10 cents. So she went up to him and she said, "Kisses, 10 cents. What can I get for a dollar?" But her sister pulled her away before she got the answer. So we can only speculate.
With a hillbilly. Boy, don't do that.
Don't tell Deke Dickerson that story.
No, he'll use it.
Yeah.
For free. Before Bill and Ray and the hillbilly beatnik, we had Bobby Warren, Motorcycle Maniac. You can't catch me. It's from Oklahoma. We see a pattern developing here. And the new Duncan Imperials, not from Duncan, Ohio or Oklahoma, said, "If she weren't on blocks," actually it was, "If she wasn't on blocks," I hate to savage their diction so much. That's from a compilation for Life of Sin on Bloodshot Records. That's the very first thing they ever put out, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Back in 1994. How well I remember it, Gene.
BS-001.
That's right.
Hey, we got a message from KFAI here.
New to town? New to the one-of-a-kind audio experience that is KFAI?
Want to be part of that experience? Why not become a volunteer?
KFAI is always open to creative people looking to share their energy with our unique broadcast community.
If you're interested in news reporting, engineering, helping in the music library, or at KFAI-sponsored events, contact volunteer coordinator Pam at 612-341-3144, extension 22, or by going online at kfai.org.
Thanks from your friends at KFAI, Radio Without Boundaries.
And you're listening to, I'm Ron, that's Gene over there, and broadcasting here from the Ready Rumpus Room garage out here in East Lake Street, Minneapolis, not that far from the Big River.
No, not
Big
far
River,
at all.
Ribba. And so hope you're at the Lucky Bastards Car Club here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They put on annually, this will be about the fourth time, I think, the Minneapolis Mess Around, a car show devoted to traditionally styled rods and customs from pre-1964. So you can leave your Mustangs home. You can leave your giant off-road trucks at home. You can leave your dogs at home. You can leave your bicycles at home. But pre-cycles done in the style as they were done before 1964. And so they'll be here to talk about that. We'll be playing some music. We're going to have a bunch of bands like Lucifer and the Reckless Ones and a number of others who are playing on that Saturday and Sunday. So the show takes place over at Melody Lanes, Memory Lanes, over like 26th and 26th in South Minneapolis, not that far off Lake Street. So you check us out. Tune in next week, and we'll talk to them. But them guys, what do you say about that? Lucky Bastards and the Minneapolis Mess Around coming up next weekend. Hey, I'd like to remind folks also that all shows, including Radio Rumpus Room, for some ungodly reason, are archived for 2 weeks here, both in MP3 form and the streaming, and also real audio form. So you can go to kfai.org and listen to any old show on KFAI 2 weeks after the point of broadcast. And one show you might want to check out is David Cummings' show, Rockin' in Rhythm, which takes place on Wednesday mornings between 6 and 9 a.m. And this last Wednesday, he had Sherwin Litton and his wife Pam Litton, great country country and rockin' performers here for decades here, at least Sherwin for decades, Sherwin Litton. And it's a great show to check out. We're going to hear a little Sherwin Litton right now doing a song called Rockabilly. It's Even Better the Second Time Around that he recorded back in 2003. Coming at you right now in Radio Rumpus Room. Don't you know that?
Well, I remember back when Elvis and Carlin rocked in Cherokee. Had everybody waiting for the sun to come up down in Memphis, Tennessee. It was rockabilly music, and for sure there ain't no doubt. A little R&B and country with a beat, and it turned you inside out. We were rocking and rolling and digging it, then it was a brand new sound. But rockabilly is even better the second time around. Well, I remember back when Chuck walked the duck across the nation. Little Rock and Coma, Coma, Coma was my favorite radio station. Soon Buddy Holly and Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran too. Say that'll be the day when the Beanie Bopalula give me the summertime blues. Well, it's hard to believe they're gone. Everybody's still singing their song. But rockabilly keeps on going strong. Maybe a town with my rockabilly song. Well, I remember when everybody got hot on nothing but rockabilly. Didn't you sing about smoke or coke or dope like Willie and Willie? Little Richard and Fats Domino too was in my record collection. The music was fine, Johnny walked the line, didn't need no more perfection. I'm glad I was on the scene and in my teens when they hit town. But rockabilly is even better the second time around. Rockabilly is even better the second time around. Rockabilly is even better the second time around.
Touch my baby. If you're smart, you're gonna turn her loose. Unless you're on acid or you're crazy. Cause this gun don't care who it shoots. You better take your hands off my baby, or they're gonna just back away. You'd better pull up roots. Let's just hope you never cross my vision. As gun don't care who it shoots. You see, this old kind of mine ain't got no conscience. Shows no favors and never called a truce. So it's all up to you now, pay attention. Because this gun don't care who it shoots. I know what you're thinking. In this case, now technically this gun does care who it shoots. It just doesn't care a lot. You might say it's
God's name, my, my.
Well, Sam and Silly Nilly, about a quarter to four, was romping and a stomping on a hardwood floor. Long came Flirty Murdy barging in on the fun. Silly Nilly got jealous and she pulled out a gun. Table started crashing, party boards are flashing. Bam, bam.
Who's God's name, my, my.
Shots
on you. My, my.
Drinking white lightning started all the fight. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Well, the police fire chief, highway patrol, knocking down the front door with a big long pole. Sammy was a lying on the cold, cold floor, shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a crying, Sam was surely dying. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
And you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Radio without boundaries. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota.
We just heard George Jones doing Who Shot Sam? From 1959, the Cornell Herd Band did This gun Don't Care Who It Shoots. That's off a tribute to Wanda Jackson, who did the song originally. Fine version thereof. Those guys are from Austin, Texas. Started off the set with Sherwin Linton doing Rockabilly Is Even Better the second time around off his album It Happened in America from 2003. And Sherwin Linton, he's an old Twin Cities rockabilly here. Now he's known for his Johnny Cash tributes, but he is a fixture and a hero for the rock and country folks here in the Twin Cities. So and just celebrated a birthday about a month or so ago with a big tribute from local artists and such. And he was on our friend David Cummings' show, Rockin' and Rhythm, on Wednesday morning between 6 and 9 a.m. So you can hear that on the archives. Just check it out throughout the entire length of the darn show.
And Sherwin and Pam Linton and the Cotton Kings will be at the State Fair at Heritage Square on August 31st and September 1st at 2, 3, and 4 p.m.
Early afternoon. Worthwhile to catch that show. Those guys, they're entertainers plus, I got to say.
That's right.
Sherwin and Pam Linton and the Cotton Kings. I know they'll do Cotton King, one of my favorite country songs of all time. And, well, we got about 25 minutes to go before Mr. Ron Gerber will be soliciting his 90 minutes of fame here at KFAI. So stay tuned for that, won't you? Meanwhile, someone left the water running?
Somebody left the Minneapolis tap water running?
You know, Gene, that brings up a little topic here. It was some months ago when Minneapolis said they're going to spend $240,000 to promote, not tourism, Minneapolis tap water. Now, you know, I remember we had the conversation. We said, we would have done it for a fraction of that. And now we're doing it for free.
Out of the goodness of our hearts.
Totally altruistically. Minneapolis tap water. It has so many uses.
That's right.
When I'm trying to find the leak in the flat tire, I put that tube into a large container holding Minneapolis tap water. When I'm mixing gravy train for Deke the dog, I use only Minneapolis tap water. For goodness sakes, I run my dishwasher with Minneapolis tap water. That's why Radio Rumpus Room, despite pressure from other nearby communities, unabashedly continues to endorse City of Minneapolis tap water.
It is our fourth favorite beverage, after all. That's some good water.
I'm drinking it right now. That was good, Gene. The finest. From that big Mississippi River, you know?
Yeah.
With a minimal amount of treatment. Fresh. And real.
And real.
We're all about real.
Authentic.
It's authentic. It's authentic river water, Gene. Totally. Hey, we'll talk about that next week. Or maybe not, depending on the case. But hey, you know, I promised you earlier, and doggone it. Doggone it. Unfortunately for you, I am going to follow up on that promise. We're going to have a set here devoted to the fine foods available at the State Fair. You know, I thought long and hard, 3-4 minutes, about this. And I said, who better than that fabulous trio, whatever, quartet, the Go-Nuts, to deliver kind of to explain what's going on and the food available, the grandness of the food available at the State Fair. We're going to hear a trio of songs, but we're going to start with one that's near and dear to me, being a born and bred in Cheeseland. Yes, Badger State of Wisconsin. Name of the song here is Let's Bring Cheese to China. And from there, God only knows, but I do. God knows where we're going. Here in Radio Rumpus Room, KFAI. Here we go. To the State Fair, Gene.
My stomach hurts already.
Milking their herd by the gins of lights
in Wisconsin.
Well, every time I eat a burger, every time I eat a fry,
more mayo, more mayo.
Lube it up with mayo so it ain't so doggone dry.
More mayo, more mayo.
Well, it's the taste sensation that borders on a craze. Everything tastes better with a little mayonnaise. Mr. Mayo Maker, won't you make more mayo for me? Well, you can eat it on your tuna, eat it on a chicken leg.
More mayo, more mayo.
Just a little bit of oil and a little bit of egg.
More mayo, more mayo.
Eat it from the jar or some saltine crackers. Get as big as Gilbert Brown from the Green Bay Packers. Mr. Mayo Maker, won't you make more mayo for me? I need more mayo, it's a taste I can't resist. Bean Headmaster and I'm Oliver Twist. When I'm dead and gone, I'd like my headstone to say, more mayo. Ordering in Wendy's by the condiment packets.
More mayo, more mayo.
Leave with all the mayo in the pockets of your jackets.
More mayo, more mayo.
Mayonnaise rules, gotta spread it on thick. Best present from the French since the statue of the chick. Mr. Mayo Maker, won't you make more mayo for me?
Hey, you only gave me one packet of mayonnaise. I need four more.
Far more, senor. I've never heard of such a thing.
You've never heard of such a thing? Haven't you ever heard of Cinco de Mayo? Captain Cornut, all that mayonnaise you're eating can't possibly be good for you.
Nonsense, Donut Prince. My doctor said it's part of a balanced diet.
Your doctor says it's part of a balanced diet. Where does he practice?
Mayo Clinic.
More mayo, way-yo. More mayo, way-yo. More mayo, way-yo. More mayo, way-yo.
It's a critical component of a Waldorf salad. It can move to your lover like a Green Day ballad.
Mr. Mayo Maker, won't you make more mayo for me?
Hostess cupcake, you're my Kellogg's cornflake, you're my Reese's peanut buttercup, my nice Hawaiian punch, you're my egg McMuffin, you're my stovetop stuffing, you're my cute little tangerine, my slice of sizzling, my lean cuisine, my onion ring, my sour cream, my glass of Ovaltine. You're my Kraft cheese single. You're my Cool Ranch Pringle. You're my little melon ball, my Lowry's season song. You're my dearest wish, gefilte fish, my alcohol. You're my Batal and you're my baby doll. She's my standing rib roast. And she's just like cinnamon toast. And her kisses warm and plumpy like a cup of Swiss Misses. So how can it be that she's leaving me? She says she's leaving me, she's got to be free. But what's so great about Bombay? What has Bombay got that I haven't got? I guess a lot. But she's my Otter Pop. So wait a second, I'm gonna make you see. You're the one for me, we're the ones for you. And I'll prove it's true by comparing you to our favorite food. Oh darling, our favorite food. Oh yeah, favorite food.
If that sounded familiar, it's because that was Mr. Deke Dickerson, along with Mel Bergman, and make up the better part of the Go Nuts there. We heard Bombay, You're My Hostess Cupcake, More Mayo, and Let's Bring Cheese to China. Those are three songs off their album, Duncan Cover, on the Lookout Records label. Came out about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And our tribute there, acknowledgement to the fine, fine food, low in sugar, low in fats, low in everything of value.
Low in sodium.
Low in sodium over at the Minnesota State Fair that began today, I guess. So you do check that out. If you're in the area, I know we'll be over there. And wear your KFEI.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Take some pictures. Email them over to the KFAI.org so we can post them and do whatever needs to be done with those darn things. And, well, we got there, Gene.
Oh, got a little business to attend to.
Yeah, right then.
Right now.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
And, you know, Gene, we just got a call during that set from Ron Gerber, Craft from the Past, and Ron is trying to skedaddle here in time. There's traffic is like, he says, is at a standstill in 35W, so it's going to be a little dicey whether he'll get here smack at 10:30, as he is obligated to be, as he'd prefer to be. So we'll say if you know any prayers, you say them for Ron right now, or if you have a dirigible that you can get over there in right fashion, or a powered hang glider or something.
Mm-hmm.
He'll swap the keys out with you. We'll take care of that later.
Dirigible.
Dirigible would be fine. He has a lot of CDs to bring over, so yes. Dirigible is, yes, preferable. But we'll keep you posted as 10:30 rolls around here. Till then, Gene.
Till then. Right now we're going to hear the Volbeats saying, I just want someone to love for the summer, here on Radio Rumpus Room.
I don't need someone to tie me down. I don't need someone to push me around. Drive it out of my mind, get me wrong.
right. We just heard Question Mark with Hang In.
Which... Not the Mysterians. A different Question Mark.
And if that sounded familiar, that was an instrumental version, but retitled of Going All the Way. Before that, the boys did Come With Me, and that is found on a compilation called 2131 South Michigan Avenue, 60s Grouch and Psychedelia from USA and Destination Records. Came out earlier this year on the Sundays label. Started off with the Volbeats, I Just Want Someone to Love for the Summer, from their Mosquito Spiral album from 2000. And stay tuned. Crap from the Past will be coming soon. Perhaps delayed a minute or two, but...
I'm picking up something on the crap cam.
Yeah.
The camera we have that scans here from the Radio Rapids Garage, somewhat illegally set up to scan, surveil the front of the KFAI building. And it looks like someone that looks somewhat like Ron Gerber is approaching the KFAI studios right now. So if it is not a burglar, we should probably disengage the electrification system at the door. Stay tuned for that. We'll fill you in.
All right. We're going to, I think, squeeze in one more song here. The Fuzz Tones with Brand New Man from their Horny as Hell album. Because there's lots of horns on it. Get your mind out of the gutter. And we'll hear that. And then... perhaps we'll say right now, thanks to everyone for listening and thanks for calling. And we will see you next week with
members of the Lucky Bastards.
Yeah.
Talking about the Minneapolis mess around.
That's right. All right. Here's Brand New Man here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Down, know what you